com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Minnesota Vikings and free agent outside linebacker Za'Darius Smith have agreed to contract terms. Smith gets a three-year deal worth $42 million with incentives that can push the value to $47 million. He turned down a recent four-year $35 million deal with the Ravens. Star wide receiver Davante Adams held his welcome press conference with the Raiders Tuesday following his trade for the
Raiders. Yeah, I grew up in East Palo Alto, so I was a Raiders fan my whole life, so it is a dream to be a Raider man. So in the third grade yearbook, I said I wanted to be an NFL star, and I was wearing a Charles Woodson jersey at the time. So it's been documented forever, so I guess you could say it's meant to be.
The Super Bowl champion Rams are trying to re-sign free wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., and they said they're close to a new deal with defensive lineman Aaron Donald. She's only 25 years old and recently won the Australian Open. But world number one tennis player Ash Barty has announced her retirement.
I am spent. I just know physically I have nothing more to give.
This is SRN Sports. The NBA was Milwaukee 126, Chicago 98. Bulls coach Billy Donovan.
I thought they made some really, really tough shots. Shots that we would want them to take, they made. I think it was a night where they really had it going. Credit to them.
Orlando beat Golden State 94-90. Was Atlanta 117, New York 111, Denver 127, the LA Clippers 115. The NHL, Carolina edged Tampa Bay 3-2. The Hurricanes move into a tie with Florida for the Eastern Conference lead. Elsewhere, it was St. Louis 5-2 over Washington. Pittsburgh 5, Columbus 1, New Jersey 7, Rangers 4, the Islanders 3-0 over Ottawa, Detroit 6, Philadelphia 3, Winnipeg 4, Vegas nothing, Dallas 5, Edmonton 3, San Jose 4, Calgary 3, Seattle 4, Arizona 2, Los Angeles 6-1 over Nashville. New York Yankees reached agreements on one-year contracts with 10 of their 11 players eligible for arbitration and exchanged proposed salaries with slugger Aaron Judge, who asked for a raise from $10 to $21 million and was offered $17 million. Freddie Freeman made his debut with the Dodgers today. The $162 million man had one hit and two plate appearances. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Your KWOL forecast, fair to partly cloudy skies are expected through Sunday. From Sunday night and Monday, there'll be a small chance of rain and or snow showers developing, continuing Tuesday and Wednesday. Look for a high temperature today for Pagosa Springs of 53. Low tonight, 26, high 64 Thursday, 66 Friday, and 68 Saturday.
Your future begins today with RG Bank. This is Sean Davis, president of RG Bank. There is still time to refinance your home and take advantage of historic low interest rates. I encourage you to call RG Bank about a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, which can offer life advantages you may not have considered. Call or visit RG Bank in Pagosa Springs today to talk about your home refinance.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421822.
All right, thanks, Sean, and all the folks over at RG Bank right there on Piedra Road, just north of 160, bringing us our news, weather, and sports on this beautiful Pagosa Wednesday morning. It's March 23rd. Good morning, Pagosa. And we have a bunch of guests on the line with Mary Jo Coulihan taking charge here. And Mary Jo, good morning. I'll let you introduce everyone. Hi.
Well, thank you, Will. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Pagosa. Another gorgeous day today. Looks like a little bit of a warming trend. So it sure does melt awful fast. So we'll enjoy the weather. April is on the way, and it always snows in April. So don't get I see people in sandals, but don't put the boots away yet, folks. So welcome to our spring breakers as well. We still have people in town visiting Pagosa Springs. We had quite a few over at Bingo on last Sunday night. So we appreciate them and coming to Pagosa and enjoying all the activities that we have. Certainly the ski resort has been busy as well. Well, we have an exciting show today, Will. There's some special dates coming up here in March. And so with us this morning, we have Linda Hobbs, who is with the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution. And we also have Rick Walker, who is the current president of the Vets for Vets group here in Pagosa. Good morning, Linda and Rick. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have, Pagosa does, but you all will be hosting a special day. We've just had a series of proclamations, both from the county and the town, But you have a special day coming up, and I think we should let the community know what that is. So who wants to take off on it? Rick?
I'll kick it off, Mary Jo. This is Rick. And, yes, March 29th is by presidential proclamation is National Vietnam Veterans Day. It was so proclaimed in 2017 by President Donald Trump. But it goes back farther than that. It was actually a program to recognize Vietnam veterans goes back to 2007, and then President Bush signed the ordinance or the law in 2008, and finally really got started in 2012 on Memorial Day when President Obama initiated a 13-year-long celebration, so to speak, commemoration of the end of the Vietnam War. So this is actually the fifth year of that commemoration. And it's sort of two distinct things. One is that, you know, there's this commemoration of the Vietnam War going on. And then the other one is that, as I said, President Trump named March 29th as National Vietnam Veterans Day. So what we are doing, Daughters of the American Revolution, Vets for Vets, the American Legion, and the Veterans Memorial Park, Archuleta County, we got together and we are doing a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans program at kicking off after our meeting. Our regular meeting's at 10 a.m. on Tuesday the 29th. We're going to have a light lunch at noon, and then our program will follow. And our primary intention is to give a welcome home to those Vietnam veterans that didn't get one when they first came home 50 years or so ago. Is that about right, Linda?
I think you have said it very well, Rick, and thank you very much, Mary Jo, for having us on. We want to invite Vietnam-era veterans to come and join us. Come join the meeting at 10 o'clock and meet some really great veterans from all eras that are still able to join us, and then stick around for a little while and enjoy our Welcome Home program, which includes several memorable components: a missing man table, a remembrance of those that we have lost, a welcome home to those that may not have been recognized, as Rick says, in the manner in which our heroes truly deserve. And we are just trying to get the word out, because we think these guys and gals need the recognition, and they deserve it.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. And Linda just said something important I should emphasize. We want to recognize all Vietnam-era veterans. And what I mean by Vietnam-era is that you don't necessarily have had to serve in the country of Vietnam, actually have been a combatant during that period. If you were in the military between 1955 and 1975, that's the Vietnam era, and we'd love to have you come down and be recognized. When people enlist or are called to service, they don't get to pick their duty station. They go where they're sent, and they do what they're assigned to do. So all who served are, during that time period, are Vietnam-era veterans, and we welcome them.
And where will you guys be at the Tennyson Event Center, I understand?
We will be at the Tennyson Event Center, which is at 197 Navajo Trail Drive, pretty much right next door to Boss Hogg's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, yeah. So you'll be out there, first your meeting, and then a light lunch. And so, you know, Rick, I think that's a good point that you make, is that you didn't have to be in Vietnam. You you were honored if you served during that period of time. I want to make sure that our listeners hear that. And people who are listening, who know people out there, please encourage them to go and head out and be honored if they can take time off work or take time out of their day to do something like that. Will you be doing anything else? Everything will be at the Tennyson Event Center, nothing else out and about in the community, like at the park or anything like that?
No, Mary Jo, not for this event. We're going to do everything at the event center. As you know, we do have other events at the park. We'll have, you know, Veterans Day and other things coming up. And just here's kind of a preview. On Patriots Day weekend, that is September 10th and 11th, we are working on having a fly-in at the airport. But we'll talk about that more as we get closer to that date.
Okay. Well, that'll be great. So, Linda or Rick, anything else you want to mention about that day? Once again, March 29th is the celebration. Anything else you would like to mention before we take a break and thank our sponsors?
Well, just quickly, for any Vietnam-era veterans who have not had their kind of official welcome home, or those we didn't see last year when we did this, we will have a certificate of appreciation and an official pin from the Department of Defense in commemoration of their service. So anyone who didn't receive that previously, come on down and see us, and we'll take care of you.
Okay. Linda, how about you?
Well, I want to echo what Rick has to say, and then we have also learned, and I hope this is appropriate, we have also learned that the Durango VFW Hall will be holding a light supper that same evening with really more of a social gathering and remembering of the Vietnam era veterans. And so over in Durango from 5 to 8, if that happens to be where some of our listeners are or are headed, feel free to drop in with our friends over at the VFW Hall in Durango.
Okay. All right. But for those that are here and can't get to Durango, the program starts at 10 with your meeting, and then after that, with the celebration and a light lunch. Is that correct?
That is correct, and it is a bona fide Vietnam combat veteran who is preparing our pulled pork for our sliders for lunch.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Well, thank you both so much. You know, it's very important, I think, not only to remember our veterans in general, but of course those that served in the Vietnam War. And we do have a number of people in Pagosa who are veterans. And, you know, just kind of a shout out if you maybe are new to the community or you thought, well, I don't know if I, you know, I don't know if I want to join a group or be with, you know, just check it out. Come on over and check it out. And no commitments, no requirements, just a social time and a gathering time and a recognition time. So those, again, who are new to our community don't know about the Vets for Vets group. Rick, your meetings are regularly. You have one a month?
Yes, every Tuesday, ordinarily at 10 a.m. Okay. On the first Tuesday of the month, we have a breakfast, a catered breakfast at 9 a.m. in the meeting following.
Okay. So, again, those who might be new to our community, please reach out. And, again, this is a special day for you. March 29th, everybody, spread it, spread the word. If you have friends or family that may not be listening to this show, please reach out to them and invite them to the event on March 29th. Thank you again both so much for taking time out of your mornings to join us this morning. And Will, how about we thank our sponsors, and then we're going to be back to talk about our survey that is out there for our business community, as well as our upcoming business after hours next week.
Okay, sounds good, Mary Jo. Thanks, Linda and Rick. And we're going to check on
Thank
our
you.
Weather here right now in Pagosa. It's 20 degrees, heading to 48 degrees. We have clear skies. And up at Wolf Creek Pass right now, they're reporting fair skies, 9 degrees, heading to 27. So still cold up there with some nice snow and got a great snowpack. So I hope people can enjoy that. We'll be checking in our snow reports in about 20 minutes. But in the meantime, I want to thank our Good Morning Pagosa sponsor, Home Builders Association of Southwest Colorado. They bring us Good Morning Pagosa and the weather. And thanks again, veterans. We'll see you soon.
Your KWOL forecast, fair to partly cloudy skies are expected through Sunday. From Sunday night and Monday, there'll be a small chance of rain and or snow showers developing, continuing Tuesday and Wednesday. Look for a high temperature today for Pagosa Springs of 53, low tonight 26, high 64 Thursday, 66 Friday, and 68 Saturday.
Showcase your business in the newest magazine by the Home Builders Association of Southwest Colorado. Help educate the incoming population on our community's origins, history, uniqueness, activities, attractions, businesses, and more through article-style advertising. Encourage newcomers to support our local economy by choosing your business for their projects from your page in Dream Homes, building in Southwest Colorado. With printed and digital copies distributed across the U.S., your extended marketing reach will make an impact. Join Dream Homes, building in Southwest Colorado. Call 382-0082 today.
Home Builders Association of Southwest Colorado and Rebecca Delamere bringing us our Good Morning Pagosa show with the Chamber of Commerce and the Executive Director Mary Jo Coulihan right here live and local or
Almost.
Technologically anyway. So
exactly. So for those who don't know, I'm actually in Grand Junction. We've talked about it several times in several weeks. I am in Grand Junction attending the Club 20 Water Summit that we've been talking about. You know, water is just, we're so grateful for our snow because it produces water, which we so desperately need throughout the rest of the year. So we are here talking about the nexus between forest health, public lands, agriculture, water storage. You can attend this meeting virtually. And that connection is on the Chamber's website, on our homepage under More in the News. And you can click on that and it'll get you registration. You can log on virtually. I want to talk a little bit about our business survey that we have. It just came out last Friday. We'll be going until April 1st. We did a survey 2 years ago, and actually, not knowing that COVID was going to hit, we released a survey, and that survey was to help guide the chamber on our strategic initiatives. We feel that what's important to our business community needs to be important to the chamber, and so we asked our business community to tell us the top three issues facing their business. I don't think that there were any surprises, and the top three that came was, first was broadband, and then it was followed by housing, quality workforce, and then actually business infrastructure also came about, and that was things like building and signage and, opening a business or expanding a business. So we got the survey and then started to work on some of the issues, and then COVID hit. So it really put us behind by a good 6 months, but we continued to work on that. And so since that time, certainly the Community Development Corporation has been working on broadband. I know there's some areas that think that there is absolutely no improvement, but I can assure you that there are a number of areas, including Cromo will be lit up soon, Aspen Springs, or Cromwell has been lit up. Arbalese will be lit up soon. Aspen Springs, there's also mini pods going out in the Upper Piedra. And the last project that will be lit up is the Hinsdale Tower, which was a collaborative project between Hinsdale County and Archuleta County. And that will also greatly impact our emergency services needs. So CDC continues to work on that initiative. And, you know, certainly everybody's working on housing right now. What can the chamber do? We're part of that conversation. We are trying to connect dots with private investors and public investment. We're working and sitting on the Housing Coalition. And what can we do? Can we think of ways to think out of the box? Certainly, the town has just applied for a very large grant. We will continue forward and see if that moves through the process. But there are lots of things that are being done right now. And then certainly workforce development. The chamber's been involved with the high school, Pueblo Community College. Economic development is also jumping on board and moving forward with even more work with Pueblo Community College. We're applying for grants. We're collaborating on projects, but what can we still do? So now 2 years have passed, and we would like to see if anything has changed. Do we think it has? I'm not sure, really. I think that those are still continue to be the major issue, including housing. But one of the questions on the survey is, if you don't think that we should be working on these issues, what issues do you think we should be working on? And so the survey is very quick. It literally will take you about a minute. The easiest way for you to get that survey is to connect onto it through our website, which is on the homepage, again, under More in the News. If you scroll down under Community and Chamber News, and then it says More in the News, just click on that link. It'll take you to the survey and will literally take you about a minute. But it is important because the board, the new board that has just been seated, really does want to see what those initiatives are. And we want to hear your voice, and we want to get some feedback. So we have until April 1st. We're going to make it really quick and as impactful for you in a short period of time as it possibly can be. So we would appreciate it if you as a business member would fill out that survey. So you'll be hearing more about it through our social media sources. You'll be getting emails with the link directly to the survey. So we ask that you fill out that survey and take literally a minute or two out of your time to help us and help us develop our strategic initiatives. If it's not down on your calendar, please remember that next week, March 30th, not this week, because it is spring break time in Pagosa Springs, so we think a lot of people are out of town this week. So we've moved the business after hours to next week, and that will, we want to congratulate Footprints who entered, but now we have about 9 or 10 businesses in participating in this event next week. We'll be in the downtown area, along Main Street, and then around the corner and up onto Lewis Street. And we just, Will, you should see the prizes that are coming from all the businesses that are participating. We'll start at 4th Street and Goodman's Department Store and move down the block to Lewis Street and then around the corner where Picasso and Vino, P.S. Froyo, and Two Old Crows will also be participating. These are all chamber member businesses. There is a prize for every one. There's going to be a sign-in at FABA, which stands for Four Artists, Four Artists by Artists. And you'll register there, and you'll get your card. And again, if you're traveling on and about and you do need to have a name tag and your drink tickets in order to partake, But there are businesses, every business will have snacks. There will be beverages placed throughout at the appropriate licensed places. And we just want everybody to have a great time strolling the downtown area next Wednesday evening, beginning at 5 o'clock. So join us then. This event is for chamber members and the businesses invited guests. And so we hope to see you out there. If you are new to the community and you would like to attend and find out more about the chamber and our businesses, please give us a call and let us know that you are interested in coming. So that's it for me today. Well, again, it's spring break week, so for Pagosa Springs, so we think a lot of people might be out of town, but those that are just taking time off, we hope you're having a good time off and enjoy the glorious week that's scheduled ahead weather-wise. So we'll see everybody or talk to everybody next week. Please join us this afternoon at 2:30 for our live stream show. We have a very exciting guest. Cindy Galabota will be with us. Cindy's very exciting. And she also is the director for the Ruby Sisson Library Ruby Sisson Library Foundation. And they are going to be having a great event in April. And that is the Library Affair. And that's going to be on April 9th. And Cindy's going to be with us today to talk to us about that event on April 9th. So join us at 2:30 this afternoon through the Chamber's Facebook page, and we'll get everybody some more information on that event as well. That's it for me today, Will. Thank you to our sponsors, and we'll talk to everybody next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Mary Jo. And it is a glorious day. A few clouds in the mountains, but we're warming up here into the mid-upper 20s. The deer are grazing on the grass that's starting to have a slight hint of green outside. I see a herd of deer out there. So anyway, we're going to get to our Daybreak Ag news, Western Daybreak Ag, next. Find out about those wheat prices and all that. So anyway, thanks, Mary Jo. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Market Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as we get things underway here on this Wednesday morning, Tuesday was another quiet day in feedlot country with the cash cattle trade at a complete standstill. In the meantime, we did see box beef prices in Tuesday a little bit mixed. The choice was up $1.47 to $259.97, but the select cuts yesterday were down 61 to $251.81. As for live and feeder cattle futures, well, April live cattle down 62 at $139.42, with March feeder cattle on the day up 22 at $156.32. Looking across our region, earlier this week on Monday in Chinook, Montana, at Bear Paw Livestock, slaughter cows 76 up to 86 cents and slaughter bulls 96 up to $1.01. Elsewhere, yesterday at Winter Livestock Auction in Riverton, Wyoming, cows there 75 up to 94 and a half, with slaughter bulls selling 76 up to 98 and a half. Bred heifers 13 and a half up to 14.55. And young stock cows, 1,010 up to 1,475. Solid mouth, 11 and a half up to 1,275. And short-term stock cows sold right at 1,025 per head.
Ranchers, if you want cattle with maternal performance backed by genetics with maternal integrity, join Hould Angus for their 6th annual production sale, Saturday, April 2nd, 1 p.m. at the Ranch, Haber, Montana. Selling 50 densely muscled yearling Angus bulls along with 17 registered bred cows. Featuring a strong offering of OCC and emulation bloodlines that produce functional, fertile females of moderate size that hold up in tough conditions. Bid online at FrontierLiveSale.com. The Hould Angus sale, Saturday, April 2nd. Visit HouldAngus.com for more.
It's time for a Beef Checkoff Mythbuster. Myth: the Beef Checkoff does little for cattle producers who pay into it. The fact is, a 2019 third-party return on investment study conducted by Cornell University revealed that Beef Checkoff programs and efforts have had a positive impact on beef demand. It showed that checkoff-funded activities increased beef demand by 2.6 billion pounds per year between 2014 and 2018. This message brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council at cobeef.com. Cattlemen, this Thursday, March 24th, at Glasgow Stockyards in Glasgow, Montana, it's an all-class cattle sale featuring 100 head of black running-age stock cows and 1,000 head of grass-weight feeder cattle. It's also sale day for Rough Country Breeders and 3Y Bar Cattle Company, featuring both black and red Angus bulls. Iva says for all the details, just visit GlasgowStockyards.com. Well, Tuesday found the cash hog markets in the Western Corn Belt up $1.72 at $111.21. Well, last week at Centennial Livestock Auction in Fort Collins, Colorado, we saw those feeder lambs trade $2.45 up to $3.35. Let's wrap things up here on this Wednesday morning with the grain markets, where wheat, corn, and soybeans continue to trade higher in the overnight trade. That has May KC winter wheat up 15 and a quarter at 11.31 and three quarters. May Minneapolis spring wheat this morning's up over 15 already at 11.11. May Chicago wheat up 17 and a half at 11.35 and some change. Meanwhile, May corn this morning's up nearly 4, 7.56. May soybeans up over 12 at 17.08. Yesterday, cash-wise, westbound to Portland, your 12 Pro winter wheat picked up 3 to 12.31. And your 14% dark northern spring wheat another 8 cents higher to 11.76. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Mills, your Pagosa Springs Edward Jones Financial Advisor. When we work together, we focus on what's important to you. We'll create a personalized financial strategy backed by our advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track no matter what happens. Contact us today at 970-731-5100. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
1400 AM and 102.5 FM, The Wolf.
Quarter in a paper, on drying laundry on the line, watching some tea in the window, pocket watch, but feeling time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blanket set, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows the shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree. Whatever happened to waiting your turn, doing it all by hand? Cause when everything is handed to you, it's only worth as much as the time you put in. It all just seems so good the way we had it, back before everything became.
could only be anybody's guess. And I was thinking that I probably didn't stand a chance, but I rolled up my sleeves, walked up, and I said, hello, I don't know you, but I kind of like a shot. Said I saw you coming over, I already thought it over and okay. So now what? And I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. At least it's a start. I said, it's better than nothing. I ain't in no hurry, but I'm ready when you are. She said, where do you think all this is going? I said, there ain't I hadn't thought it through that far, but I got a car. So we let the wheels turn and the windows down. We let ourselves go all the way through town. She never said stop, and I never asked her why. We drove into the night when out of nowhere she said I'd give anything to never go back there, and I kind of wish this day would never end. She said I could use a change, but I don't even know where to begin. And I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. At least it's a start. I said, it's better than nothing. I ain't in no hurry, but I'm ready. Think all this is going. I said there ain't no way of knowing. I really hadn't thought it through that far. And I can't promise you the moon and stars, but I got a car. We got lost in the miles, lost track of the days till we finally found a stopping place. When the doctor said, you know what's on the way. And we found ourselves in a little white house one Sunday morning, rain pouring down. She said, I think it's time, but all the lines are out. And her eyes teared up as she said, what are we gonna do now? I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. You think it'll start? I said, it's already running. Got your things in the back, and I'm ready when you are. She said, are you sure it'll get us where we're going? I said, if there's one thing I know, girl, it's gotten us this far.
Gear up for winter at Vormi. Built and designed in the U.S., Vormi stands behind our mission to bring back manufacturing to small-town America. We make hard-working, long-lasting pieces that survive season after season. Each and every Vormi product starts its journey in the rugged terrain of our backyard. Vormi is changing performance apparel by creating durable, water-resistant wool jackets, pullovers, and base layers. Locally owned, nationally recognized, begin your next adventure with Vormi.
Good morning, this is Shelley with the Wolf Creek Ski Report for Wednesday, March 23rd at 6 a.m. Wolf Creek has received 2 inches of fresh snow in the latest storm, bringing our all-natural base to 101 inches at the midway. The year-to-date snowfall total is 361 inches. Conditions are packed powder with powder and extensive grooming throughout the mountain. The temperature is currently 7 degrees and the skies are partly cloudy. The roads leading to Wolf Creek are mostly dry. The Meadowloop and Lakes for the Nordic tracks were groomed and track set on March 22nd. And come take some turns today here at Wolf Creek.
Welcome back to Making All Things Great. I have with me Uller, Thor's stepson, who is good on skis, great with a bow, and the official mascot of Ski and Borac, our topic of discussion today. Uller, tell me some more about how Ski and Borac is making all things great. They have expert staff. Well-versed in all things outdoors? Brilliant. And friendly, too. What a lost art. Well, when you can get helpful advice with a smile, it seems the Ski and Borac is your best choice. Thank you, Uller. Join me next time on Making All Things Great.
Hello, K-Wolf listeners. This is James from the Pagosa Nordic Club. What a great Nordic ski season this winter. However, it is now winding down. The Alberta Meadow Loop and Lake Spur are still in great conditions, with 8 kilometers groomed on March 22nd by the Wolf Creek Ski Area. Wolf Creek has announced they will stay open through April 17th. You can check out wolfcreekski.com for updated grooming reports for the remainder of their season. We'd like to thank our 15 local business sponsors and our 425 club members for their support this season. Their financial contributions helped cover the expenses associated with grooming trails. Much appreciation to our volunteer trail groomers, Scott, Bill, Joe, Lance, and Doc. They groom the trails at the West Fork, Cloman Park, and Laverty Ranch for everyone's enjoyment all winter long. Thanks to the Pagosa Ranger District for grooming Coyote Hill and the Wolf Creek Ski Area for grooming the Alberta Lake Trails. And thank you to my fellow Pagosa Nordic Club board members, Coquette, Jennifer, and Dan, for their many years of service. We hope you all enjoy the Nordic Trails this season, and we look forward to next winter. Until then, grab your boots, running shoes, and bikes, and we'll see you out on the trails this summer.
Hello, Pagosa Springs, Colorado. My name is David Kamick, and my wife is Mary Helen Kamick. And we are a team of realtors working with Jan C. Pitcher Real Estate. We are her first two agents hired back in the early 1990s, and we have two generations of Pagosa Pirates. Our goal is to develop friendship and trust with every customer before we even leave the office. So come work with Jan C. Pitcher Real Estate.
This is the Colorado Avalanche Information Center with your update on current avalanche conditions for the Southern Mountains on Wednesday, March 23rd. The avalanche danger is moderate. You can trigger avalanches and snow drifted by the recent northerly winds. Look for and avoid easterly and southerly facing start zones with a smooth, pillowed look. While the avalanche you might trigger will probably only break 1 to 2 feet deep, they can slide easily on crests below, pulling you off your feet in steep terrain. Don't let the new drifts fool you, though. The biggest danger still lurks deeper in the snowpack. You can trigger a broad and dangerous avalanche on northerly and easterly facing slopes, where slabs lie perched on weak snow below. You may not see warning signs like cracking, so the best way to manage these unpredictable conditions is to avoid northerly and easterly facing slopes steeper than about 35 degrees. This has been the CAIC. For more information, please visit our website at colorado.gov/avalanche.
Do you need a taxi or an airport shuttle? Did you know that Wilderness Journeys Pagosa is the longest-running taxi and airport shuttle with 20-plus years of service? Need a ride? Well, your ride is here at Wilderness Journeys Pagosa, 970-731-4081. You can count on us, 970-731-4081. We are ready to take you where your life needs you to go.
You know that Pagosa has real talent. Hear it exclusively on KWUF 106.1 FM. Friday at 6 p.m. just before the Colorado Wave.
I was standing with my friend when I saw you walking in and my heart started skipping a beat. I was trying to play cool, but I knew it was true that nobody would ever compete. Well, first comes love and then comes first date, first kiss. We were checking off the list and you were getting down on your knee. And you didn't have to guess, it was always a yes. Now there's two less fish in the sea. Let's set the date. Let's cut the cake. Light up the candles. I love the ring of your name. You're the yin and my yang. Oh, baby, let's give it up.
Mama's kicking off her shoes and daddy's spinning from the booze. And the last song's finally sung. We can run to the room, kick, stop the honeymoon. Don't it sound like a whole lot of fun? Let's set the date.
Perfectly fine dinner. Talk about school, work, life, and how cold it was last winter. Laid down in this big old bed, and you turned on. Good night kiss, or even then, I love you, baby. Oh, baby, how can we go all night and not even touch one another? How can we say we're still in love and not be lovers? How did we get here? Well, you can be right there. And miss you. I remember the time when every time you saw me, you had to kiss me. Oh, but lying here in the night, girl, that all just seems like ancient history. One another, no, baby, I'm still in love, so let's be lovers. You know it's not fair, and you can be right there, and I can be with you. Oh, oh, I miss you. Oh, baby, I miss you, darling.
AM and 102.5 FM, KWUF.
I've been thinking about you all day, baby. Waiting on that song.
what you say, I'll pick you up after work. Slide over, we slip out to the outskirts of town. I got a blanket and a fifth of comfort. A little something to knock off the edge. It's supposed to get a little cool tonight. Looks like I'm gonna have to hold you tight. About a mile off Old Mill Road, that spot nobody knows. We park the truck and we take off running. Hurry up, girl, I hear it coming. Got a moon and a billion stars. The sound of steel and old boxcars. The thought of you is driving me insane. Come on, baby, let's go listen. Yeah, I hope it's gonna be a long one. And if we're lucky,